says that the one who is coming after me was protus mou, not first of me, but before me. See? And it's that kind of a meaning. I think it's in 1:15. No, it's a little further out in John 1. But it's that kind of a meaning that some people gravitate to. I have a feeling that there's probably some kind of explanation like this. This proved to be a protapographe, you know, kind of like a real big-time one when Quirinius was governor of Syria, you know, kind of talking about at this time it was a small one, but then it was a big one, or something like that. Just be aware that there is a difficulty, and people at this time of year who are non-believers love to tweak your brain about this, but there are certain ways to go on it to help yourself out. Okay, 3. Kai eporoianta pontes apographestai. Now, I want you to notice that. And all went, now do you want to say to be enrolled? Well, I don't think so. I think this is a middle to get themselves enrolled. To get themselves enrolled. You can use the middle that way. To get themselves enrolled. Not to enroll themselves. They're not doing it themselves, but they're getting it done for their own benefit. So they go up there and have somebody else put them in the book. So all went to get themselves enrolled, to engage in this activity. Notice the present infinitive there. They went. So all went to kind of do this stuff. Each unto his own city, to being one's own. An ebe. Third singular, aorist indicative active of anabino. And Joseph, also Joseph, went up from Galilee. Now, why anabino? Well, Jerusalem's high. You gotta go up. It's bino, so they walked probably. See, remember, erchemai is the big word for just going. Peroiamai, most people are using a conveyance of some sort. And then bino is walking along. So Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto Polin Dawid, city of David, which, non-restrictive clause, Kalaitai is called Bethlehem. Why did he do this? Diata einai autun. Diata plus the infinitive einai, autun being the subject, on account of the fact that he was ex oiku from the house and patrias, the line, the lineage of David. Now, look at the next infinitive. Apagrapsastai. Now, that's clearly an aorist middle infinitive, right? That's not a passive. To get himself enrolled. See, I think those other ones up there are all middles, actually. To get himself enrolled with Mary. Now, let's have a further description of Mary. Te mnestoi mene auto. That's from mnestoio, to promise. This is a perfect passive participle, feminine singular dative of mnestoio. Mary, the one in a promised condition to him, betrothed to him. And now comes a predicate position participle, which should not be translated the way the King James did, who was great with child. But I think it's actually much more poignant if you do it the right way. While she was pregnant. See, that's in predicate position there. While she was pregnant. 6. Agenita de, and it came to pass, ento plus the infinitive. Now there's one of those articular infinitive constructions again. It came to pass while they, einai, were there, that, you gotta say, good Hebraistic thing where you don't have that in there, that the days eplaisthesan, that's from pimplemi, to fill up. So the days were accomplished, filled, with what respect? Days for her to bear a child. Two is with tekine. Tekine is the aorist active infinitive. The two goes with that. And in Hellenistic Greek, starting about the 3rd or 2nd century BC, they started using 2 plus the infinitive as an alternative for the simple infinitive. So if you want to just see what that's like, you just take your finger and cover up the 2. The days that she bare a child were fulfilled. And etekhen. And she bore the son, her son, which son? The prototokon son. The firstborn son of hers. And she sparganaoed him. Sparganao is to swaddle, put in swaddling clothes. Take the big cloths and put them around the loins of the kid, between his legs. And she swaddled him and reclined him on eklinen, reclined him in a fatne, which is a manger. And a manger is this thing with straw in it that animals eat out of. In a manger, di'oti, wherefore, because, in this case, because. Now, this is important, this next part. Uk ein autois topos ento kata lumati. Because there was not place for them in the Howard Johnsons. No. A katalima is not a hotel, despite the children's programs. That is a pandochema. A katalima is a guest room. A guest room. Every house of a Palestinian peasant had a guest room. And most of these houses, because they had animals, also had, in Bavarian style, I think you're all kind of familiar with that, where you have the barn and the animals kind of maybe down on a lower level, and you have the house kind of built above it and out from it. Okay? In all probability, this has nothing to do with hotels, motels, or the shed behind the back. This has to do with Mary and Joseph being of the house and lineage of David, going to a relative in Bethlehem. And in that relative's house would have been other relatives who were coming to be enrolled. Now you've got people chock-a-block all over the place. And what are you going to do with the baby? You're going to put the baby in the only place that's safe that it's not going to get trampled on, the manger of the animals, which are in the house. And they probably didn't have the guest room because there would probably have been more important guests in the house and lineage of David who would have been with whatever relative they were staying at than Mary and Joseph, and they would have had the guest room, or it would have been filled already. Now, the fact of the matter is, no Middle Eastern family would have allowed you to go to a hotel. It would have been an insult to do so. So the notion that this is actually in a Palestinian peasant's house, the manger is in the house, the katalima is in the house, is, I think, almost a sure thing. So the trouble is, of course, you can't have your Christmas pageant to it because everybody gets mad. Because you got to have some guy knocking on a door, and a guy goes, "No, we don't have any rooms," and then, you know, out in the back. But no, this is actually Jesus in the lowly surroundings of the house and lineage of David. Okay, 8. Kai poimenes eithon, and shepherds were in the area, te aute, in the area itself, which is in the same area, it's in attributive position. Agrauluntus. Agrauleo means to live rough, what the English call it. Live out in the field. Kind of like a bag lady sort of thing. Well, the shepherds were as bad a people and as unsavory a people as possible in the Middle East. Generally thought of as being dishonest. Shepherds were living around outside in the same area, and philosantes philakas, and guarding a watch during the night over their poimnein, over their flock. Well, do we have a piling up of images here, Andy, about the house and lineage of David and the flock, you know? This is great. Here you have David. David was out with the sheep and so on. You've got that whole shepherd theme coming through. And Angelus Curiae, note it's an Arthrus, the angel of the Lord, not an angel of a Lord, but that Anarthrous use, it's like a Brooklyn hit in bowling, you know, that you either get a strike on the right side, if you hit the head pin, you're going to get a split, but if you're really wrong, you can actually get a strike. So this is the same thing with Greek and the article. You use the articles to make it definite, or you don't use any articles, and then you make it definite. If you have a mixture, it's a problem. So, and the angel of the Lord, epeste autois. Oh, Andy, there's our form of histeme. So, ep. Yeah, Moloch Yahweh. Right, right. I would say so. Now I could ask you, how could the Moloch Yahweh be out there when he was in a manger? But there you are. All right. So this is from Ephistemi. Ephistemi, third singular, aorist indicative active. It's the strong aorist, therefore it's intransitive. That means to kind of be present on the scene next to somebody. So angel of the Lord stood by them, and the doxa kiriu, kavod, no doubt, the glory of the Lord, peri elampsen, third singular aorist indicative active, shone around them, and they feared a fear, a big one. So, yeah. It's a real Hebraistic way of talking, right? They were sore afraid, yeah. They were seriously afraid. And said to them the angel with Hebraistic word order, Ipen autois ha angelos, stop fearing, second person, plural, so-called present, imperative, passive, because this has become deponent basically now. Stop fearing, for behold, I am proclaiming as gospel to you a great joy, which non-restrictive clause, which will be future indicative middle, but it's deponent in the future, to all the people. Now this next is because or that. I think it's that. That etechthe humin semeron, that today was born to you a Savior. Now we want to say was born, not has been born, because there's a definite point of time in this one. Today, semeron. Today was born to you, because it already happened, a Savior, hos, who is Christos Kyrios, who is Christ Lord. You'll notice there's an interesting variant in the Old Latin, is the Christos Kyriou, the anointed of the Lord, in the city of David. Now, I'm not sure why that is hanging on the end, because you certainly wouldn't want to say he is Christ the Lord in the city of David, but outside he's some guy named Fred or something. I mean, but it's odd the way that word order is. But etechthe, let's make sure we've got that parsing. That's third person singular, aorist indicative passive from ticto. Kai tuto, and this to you is the sign, you will discover a brephos. That's a small child in arms. Swaddled and lying in a manger.
You guys are leaving for Hebrew. You're allowed to stay. This is more important.
Okay.
I'll give you this from the same.
Okay. Esparganomenon is swaddled. You will see a brephos, that's a small baby in arms, swaddled and lying in a manger. And suddenly at Genata, there came on the scene with the angel, Plethos Strataas Uraniu, a big number of the heavenly Strataa, which is the army, the heavenly army. That's the Tsebaoth, the Lord God of Tsebaoth thing. Einunton, notice the construction according to sense there, that's a plural, praising because it's a great number of people. praising God and saying, doxa. Now, notice how they've got that laid out there in the printing. Glory in the high places to God, and upon earth peace. It forms a nice chiasm, doesn't it? Glory in the high places to God, and on earth Irene peace. And then the last line's a problem. Among men of good pleasure, of God's good pleasure, I guess, but you know it according to the old King James reading. Peace, goodwill on earth to men. But oidokeos is a genitive, or possibly an accusative plural, but this is probably a genitive. You'll notice the variant reading there, which is quite important in 14. And that is en anthropois oidokia nominative. And that would mean, that would be the subject like Irene, peace, goodwill on earth among men. But this is probably peace on earth among men of his good pleasure. Now, in the documents from Qumran, we have evidence of this phraseology, people of good pleasure being the people of God who are the elect, so to speak. And this is an interesting one, to be a tricky one to preach on in this form, because you're going to have to explore a little bit whether or not you want to talk about among men of his good pleasure as being restrictive, or whether it would encompass everybody. See, among people who are now of his good pleasure, something like that. So you might want to do a little work on that. Also, you have to make a decision what verb should be placed here. Is it there is glory to God, or let there be glory to God? Frankly, and I'll make this the last point, I think it should be something like that, like this. There is, it's not there's brightness on the sky and they're not shooting on earth. That's not what it means. There's glory, a revelation of God for who he truly is in the heavens. And on earth, that which brings peace. But where is the revelation of God as he truly is? It's in the baby. See? And there you see Deus Revelatus, the revealed God, the true heart of God. God is not a cruel God. He is not essentially a God of law. He's a God of giving and of forgiveness and of coming to dwell with men. So the doxa, glory to God in the highest, but it can be, his nature can be seen by what's happening on earth in this baby of peace. And it's among men of his good pleasure, and I think you can easily argue that is among all people at this point. Okay, good. Thanks very much.